Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. I know you talk about patience and the idea of that kind of getting things done sort of appeals to me. So, I mean, is it, you know, how do we establish faithfulness and patience and rest without a live and let live approach, or, you know, that? Just curious if you find that the pendulum tends to swing a lot. And John, I don't know, maybe you react, and then Chris, you can jump in.
I mean, I think so. I think that that's a natural tendency for it to swing too far to the other side. I actually think that that's one of the reasons why conversation is such an important practice, because conversation does slow us down, and it's like we are being formed more into a like a body of believers in our place through that sort of slow conversation. And so I think that there are plenty of things that need to be done, but if there's not sort of the conversation and group discernment involved, then I think a lot of the things that we do despite our best intentions are less likely to be sustainable or even truly effective, because I really don't have the buy-in of the whole body, and they may not even be totally appropriate for the neighborhood that you're in.
Yeah, if I could just add a couple more thoughts on that too. I mean, I think that, I mean, part of what I absolutely agree with John, that conversation is the way that we kind of mediate that from swinging too far in one way or the other. But there also, just to add to that, that there are certain things that are urgent. Somebody in our congregation is going to lose their heat, or a neighbor doesn't have food or something. I mean, those are situations that actually do require some urgency of us. And to talk about slow church isn't always necessarily just to move as slowly as possible for its own sake. But what, as John was kind of alluding to, I think part of what we're trying to encourage people to do is to be attentive not only to what we believe God is doing, but attentive to how we are being called to do that. And it's interesting, as Eugene Peterson has pointed out, that Jesus refers to himself as the way, and that's not a just kind of a throwaway sort of comment, but it's very important that that our following Jesus isn't about doing what we think Jesus should do and in whatever way we please, but actually being attentive to how Jesus did things and trying to shape our life together around that. And that's where conversation happens.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.